This is The Cleaning Fee, where every short-term rental nightmare gets taken apart until we find the one cheap move that would have stopped it. Tonight, the villain isn't a guest. There's no wild party, no fake dog service, no chargeback. Tonight, the disaster is an empty house nobody was watching, and the water that ran quietly for 4 days while the calendar sat wide open. Here's your takeaway before the story, because you can act on it today. A vacant unit is not a safe unit. It's the most dangerous window you run. A leak a guest would report in 90 seconds can run for days in an empty house. And the fix costs about $20. Now the story. Marcus, first name only, ran a tidy 3-bedroom that booked solid all season. Guests checked out on a Sunday morning, clean and on time. The next arrival wasn't until the following weekend. The cleaner wasn't due back for a few days. A totally normal gap. Money in the bank, nobody in the house. And somewhere behind the upstairs bathroom, a little rubber supply line, the kind that feeds the toilet tank, the kind nobody has ever once looked at, had been quietly getting brittle for about 8 years. On Sunday afternoon, with the last guest gone and the next one not booked, it let go. Not a drip. A supply line is not a drip. It's a garden hose someone left running. Hundreds of gallons an hour, aimed straight at the subfloor. And there was no one there to hear it. No guest, no cleaner, no alarm. Just water and time and a house doing its best impression of a fountain. It ran Sunday. It ran Monday. It ran Tuesday. By Wednesday, the water was coming through the kitchen ceiling downstairs. And on Thursday, the cleaner opened the front door to get a jump on the turnover and stepped into an inch of standing water and the smell of a building that had started to rot from the inside. The ceiling was down. The floors had swelled and buckled. Baseboards, cabinets, subfloor, gone. And here's the part that actually empties the calendar. Even with insurance in the picture, that unit was a construction site. Demolition, drying equipment, mold remediation, rebuild. 6 weeks. 6 weeks of canceled bookings, refunded guests, and a 5-star listing going dark right in the middle of peak season. The water damage was expensive. The empty calendar was worse. And none of it required a bad guest. Just an empty room and a $4 part finally reaching the end of its life with nobody watching. So here's the postmortem. And it's gloriously cheap. There are really three things that fail in an empty rental. 1. Appliance and fixture hoses. The washer, the dishwasher, the ice maker, that toilet line. Rubber gets brittle and lets go. 2. The water heater, which corrodes and dumps its whole tank near the end of its life. And 3. In cold country, pipes that freeze and burst when the heat's set too low. All three love an empty house. And detection is a solved problem. A point of leak sensor runs about $20. You drop one under every sink, behind every toilet, at the washer, and next to the water heater. And the second a pad gets wet, your phone screams. One step better, a whole home smart water monitor with automatic shutoff on your main line. It watches the flow, and when it sees water running and running with nobody home, the exact signature of a runaway leak, it cuts the water off for you while you're asleep. That's the difference between a mop and a gut renovation. Here's the free move you can make right now. Put water on your cleaner's turnover checklist. A checklist is not the end of a job. It's the start of a monitored vacancy. Before they leave, they look under every sink, glance behind the toilets, eyeball the water heater, and report anything damp. Minutes of attention instead of weeks of demolition. The full version, where the sensors go, the main shutoff label for your emergency dock, the supply line audit, and the between stays walkthrough your cleaner can actually follow, I put on one page. It's the Vacant Gap Water Defense Checklist, free at thecleaningfee.com. Grab it before your next empty gap, not after. Because the cleaning fee is never the expensive part. Next time, the hot tub that foamed over the deck and cost more than the entire stay. Follow the cleaning fee so the next disaster lands in your feet before it lands in your calendar. The cleaning fee.